This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. This is Garrett Bampos reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Can you believe it's already spring in Boston? The Red Sox season is underway, and Boston has begun its quest for another mind-blowing season to defend its World Series crown. Are you dying to feel a part of the action and don't know where to start? Well, let me tell you, there's only one place to get a share in the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. BetOnline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred online sportsbook. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/soxnews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at betonline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting, where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. 9 games. That number represents the amount of games that have seen extra innings for the Red Sox. It's the highest ratio in Major League Baseball. Last night almost became the 10th game. Eduardo Rodriguez was making his 16th start of the season against the White Sox, a team that has been hovering at the 500 mark. The Venezuelan native ran into some trouble in the second when Yoan Moncada roped a two-run shot up into the Green Monster seats. This is the same Moncada that Boston traded from its farm system a couple years ago in exchange for Chris Sale. Both sides seem to be benefiting from the swap. Jackie Bradley Jr. cut the deficit to 1 in the bottom half of the inning with a solo bomb to straightaway center. Since May, the Red Sox center fielder has slowly seen his batting average climb to .218. Now that may appear to be an abysmal stat, but when looking further into his ascend, it's actually pretty astonishing. Over the last 30 games, the American League Championship MVP has slashed .303, .415, and .606, with 6 home runs and 17 RBIs. That means that before his streak, you get the point. It wasn't pretty. Both sides shut it down for the next 2 innings until the Beantown boys began a steady onslaught of offense. Eduardo Nunez tied it up in the 5th, lifting an RBI single into right field after Michael Chavis nearly cleared the fence just 1 at-bat earlier. The White Sox fought back to steal the lead in the 6th as Jose Abreu crushed a no-brainer for his 18th dinger of the year. That confidence lasted maybe 10 minutes for the away squad, seeing that their starting pitcher, Lucas Giolito, couldn't find his command. His lack of control led to a bases-loaded walk, and so the seesaw battle continued. Rodriguez was pulled not long after his opposition, experiencing difficulties of his own. The lefty's concern wasn't putting strikes on the board. It was leaving meatballs over the plate. Struggling DH Yonder Alonso took a double down the line, bringing home Eloy Jimenez, and the White Sox found themselves on top once again. Yolmer Sanchez went one step further and gave Chicago some run insurance with an RBI single the very next play. Mookie Betts quickly erased the breathing room, sending a deep fly 400 feet out. Then, things got dicey. Christian Vasquez punched a full-count single through the first base gap, only to be replaced by Marco Hernandez on the base paths. His pinch running was aggressive, to say the least. Hernandez reached base on a wild pitch, barely beating up the throw. Nunez bounded a ball past Sanchez, and Hernandez rounded third, intent on winning the foot race. Thankfully, he did, and the game was tied for the last time. Fast forward 1 inning later. It's the bottom of the 9th. There are 2 outs. The bases are loaded. Game's on the line. This is what every little kid dreams of in their backyard. Who's up? Marco Hernandez, go figure. The utility player managed to score a ground ball to shortstop Tim Anderson, and time seemed to slow down. Less than a second before the ball, his foot touched the bag, beckoning the safe call. Fans could go home happy. What makes this joyful story even sweeter is that Hernandez had been dealing with shoulder issues that have resulted in 3 recent surgeries, keeping him away from the clubhouse. "I mean, it feels pretty good," he said. "It's been a blessing for me to be here again and helping the team win, especially right now." Tonight, the Red Sox will attempt to keep the score in their favor with David Price on the mound. The White Sox will counter with Carson Fulmer. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.